Good morning, I'm John Sleggers. Driver's license services in Plymouth County are now available 3 days a week. The driver's license office will be open on Tuesdays from 8:30 to 4:30. The office is also open Wednesdays and Thursdays at the same hours. This provides an extra day for obtaining or renewing driver's licenses, identification cards, updating to real ID, permit tests, and other knowledge tests. These services are walk-in with no appointment necessary. The office is located in the annex next to the courthouse. If you have questions about driver's licenses, go to the Iowa DOT website or contact the Plymouth County Driver's License Office during their business hours at 546-1663. The Lamar City Council may take up the issue of backyard chickens or not. A Lamar's resident, Katie Lofgren, asked that the council allow her to raise her flock, which is in the backyard at her home near Cleveland Park. Lofgren says she grew up with backyard chickens and would like to pass along that experience to her children. She currently has a flock of 10 chickens, 2 geese, 2 ducks, and a turkey. She based her move on a city model ordinance. Code enforcement officer Luke Bernhardt says that the Lamar's code prohibits keeping livestock within the city limits. Since this request came during the public input portion of the council meeting, no action was taken. The city council would have to change the city ordinance if they want to grant the request. 2 more Republicans are entering the presidential race. Wednesday, former Vice President Mike Pence released a video announcing his candidacy. He held an in-person campaign kickoff in Ankeny over the noon hour. Pence explained why at Senator Joni Ernst's weekend fundraiser. He said, "Iowa is the place that we shape principled conservative leadership. Iowa is the place that shaped the standard bearer of this party." North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum announced his race for the GOP nomination on Twitter. He's scheduled a campaign in Iowa today. Burgum earned a fortune in the tech industry, selling his software company to Microsoft in 2002. U.S. Senate leaders are calling for 3 briefings on artificial intelligence this summer, including one briefing that's classified. And Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says he's told his scheduler to put him down for all 3 briefings. Grassley says he's concerned about AI and all the applications it might have. He wants to educate himself further on the topic of AI, learning about its benefits and risks. AI is working its way into all sorts of industries, from communications to education to manufacturing, and some critics hear it will end up eliminating a significant number of jobs.
It's kind of hard for me to buy into that argument because I find a lot of changes in manufacturing and new equipment, new appliances, that I think the advancement of technology actually enhances job creation.
Grassley says he can fall back on the old story about buggy whip manufacturers bemoaning the development of automobiles, and he notes that revolutions in technology often bring accompanying advances in our quality of life. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst says a recent deal to raise the nation's borrowing limit wasn't perfect, but it was acceptable to enough Republicans and Democrats to avert a federal government default. President Biden said months ago he would not negotiate on raising the so-called debt ceiling, but the bill he signed last week includes spending reforms. Ernst and the rest of Iowa's congressional delegation voted for it. The deal removes requirements for veterans and homeless adults who receive what are commonly called food stamps, but more older adults between the ages of 50 and 54 who do not have children will be required to work or be trained for a new job. Ernst says that's a big, huge win for Republicans. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.